the preponderance of evidence suggests that Shitas HaRambam is predicated on the Yerushalmi, where we have views of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish that are presented. And I argued yesterday that it could be that there's really no machlokas. Otherwise, we have a very difficult at the time understanding why the Rambam would be paskining like Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan. So just like the Rambam would not debate the point, nor would he think that Rabbi Yochanan debates the point that halacho shel Torah shebal peh are shayach ol me'ad. So the same thing is true of Megillas Esther. Why should that be true of Megillas Esther? So I made the argument based on the Gemara and Shabbos that Megillas Esther was a validation or an affirmation of the Torah. Kimu v'kiblu, the Gemara and Shabbos dramatizes this in a very evocative way, right? Kimu aleya masha kiblu kvar mikan moda rabbelo raisa, as all of you know. So now that is in terms of Megillas Esther. Now what about what the Rambam called the Zichron and Hatzaros as opposed to Yemei Hapurim? Lo yavru mitoch haYehudim v'zichram lo yasuf mizaram. So here again, there's a medrash in Mishlei that is worth looking at as a foil, and then Mirtz Hashem tomorrow we'll take a look at the Shita of the Rashba, but also ha'inyan. So the medrash in Mishlei says the following: Kol ha'mawadim asidim b'teilim v'yimei hapurim enam b'teilim le'olam. So again, just like we had the question about Sifrei Nach, what do you mean batel exactly? It can't be, as the Ravid said, ein sefer shein bo limud. So what do you mean there's not going to be Pesach anymore? There's not going to be Yom Kippur anymore? There's not going to be Rosh Hashanah anymore? Right? There's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Shmia Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So what exactly would that mean? V'yimei hapurim enam b'teilim le'olam shenemar v'yimei hapurim ho'ela lo yavrum b'tocha yehudim v'zichram lo yasuf mizaram. So this kind of like the last one is the one that sticks. So Amar Lezer af yom hakipurim eno batel olam shenemar v'haysazos lachem l'chukas olam l'chaper al b'nei Yisrael mikol chatosam achas v'ashana. So what was the deek of Rabbi Lezer? Says, even Yom Kippur, right? Right, so chukas olam has to be, afilu lasi lavo. It can't be batel at any point in the future. So the question really is, is it Purim and Yom Kippur, and now all of a sudden we're going to have to deal with 400 drashos on Purim and Kippur, and we have to live through that. So what exactly does this mean for all of us? The good news. The good news is that the Rashba was asked before they asked me. So let's read the She'ela in the Rashba, and we'll get his commentary in, and then we'll see the full scope of his answer, God willing, tomorrow. Alta Masha Amrav Medra Sever Mishlei, B'pasuk Tivcha Shkal Mawadim B'teilim Mei Apurim Lo Yubateilim Shenemar V'yimei Apurim O'ilo Lo Yavru Mitocha Yehudim V'zichram Lo Yosef Mizarim Umi Uzeh Sheyomar Sheyavatul Min HaTorah Afilu Osachas Afilu Kutso Shal Yud. Right, how could it be that a single halacha is going to be batel? We all know, right, that as the Rambam said, and as we spoke about, that the Melech HaMashiach isn't coming to be Metar Es HaTameh V'lo Metameh Es HaTar V'lo Lahatir Es HaAser V'lo Lesor Es HaMutar. His scope is not going to be to, reverse halachic development. That's not, within the purview. He's going to be a chacham, greater than Shlomo, and he's going to be a Navi, Karov of the Moshe Rabbeinu. All that is true. But
Gabriel Benson, please come to
that. So that the purview of Melech HaMashiach does not, extend that far. So the Rashba says, and with this, so we'll conclude today. V'rabu ha'mefarshim hagadu zaba aznai v'lo nichnas ba echad mehem hodieni perusha. Right. So the Shoel said to the Rashba, I've heard a lot of drashos about this, of Purim and Kippurim and chukas olam and lo nichnas behem, and echad mehem lo aznai. Nothing really exactly adds up to me. They can say whatever they want. So please tell me, how it could be that there's a medrash that superficially understood seems to be suggesting that major areas of halacha, how many dinim d'oraisa are related to shavisas malacha, and on the asay side, on the los asay side, all of sefer hazmanim is going to be batel. So what exactly could that possibly mean? So we'll get the tshuva, God willing, of the Rashba tomorrow. To conclude with the words of the Rambam himself. This is back in Source 11, Hilchos Tshuva. Yisavu kol Yisrael nivyeim v'chachamei on limos ha-mashiach kidei she'enuchim imalchio she'enem anichos len la'asok ba-Torah uve-mitzvos kahogen. Right? The whole point of Melech HaMashiach is that it will become the maximal, the optimal time for Talmud Torah and for Shmira Samitzvos V'yimtzula Margoa, so that they're not going to be bothered, not externally, not internally, V'yirbu B'chachma K'dei Sheyizku. That frames the question that the Rashba, God willing, is going to deal with, and we'll conclude with that, God willing, tomorrow. So see everybody a little bit later today.